I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois health officials reported another 1,700 new cases of COVID-19, including 35 additional deaths. To date, there have been more than 19,000 deaths from COVID-19 across the state. Meanwhile, the pandemic and accompanying recession are exposing disparities in health and financial stability, and senior citizens are no exception. AARP says it's time for the state legislature to address underlying issues. Derek Cantu has more.
In a new report published Monday, AARP says the General Assembly should focus on policy changes for communities of color, building on equity-focused bills already passed in the legislature's lame duck session last month. Democratic Senator Jacqueline Collins says financial disparities have caused groups like black seniors to be three times more likely to live in poverty compared to their white counterparts.
These wealth differences are also caused by the lack of access to banking and credit in communities of color, which decrease access for retirement savings, pensions, 401k plans, which provide key sources of economic security as we age.
One proposal would require even the smallest of businesses in Illinois to enroll their employees into a state-run retirement savings plan or face fines. I'm Derek Cantu.
Last month's weather was warmer than normal in Illinois, but the state's climatologist says this month looks very different. January was pretty mild, with average temperatures of about an average temperature of about 29 degrees. That is almost 2.5 degrees above average. But state climatologist Trent Ford says that's over as Arctic air entered the region.
Although the coldest air is expected in the early to middle part of next week, the Climate Prediction Center outlooks indicate a high likelihood of below normal temperatures persisting through the middle of the month. Even the one-month outlook for the entirety of February shows elevated odds of below normal temperatures across the state, representing quite a shift from the unusually mild winter we've had so far.
Ford says the long-term outlook shows slightly elevated odds of above-normal precipitation for February. The central part of the state continues to experience abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions. And the state of Illinois is joining PCs for People in announcing distribution events for refurbished computers and mobile devices for those in need. These planned events aim to distribute as many as 250 computers to low- and moderate-income residents. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. With the winter weather we saw overnight and yesterday afternoon, we do have some school closings on our website at WSIUnews.org. In-person has been canceled for Mount Vernon City Schools and Murfreesboro City Schools, but they will continue with virtual learning today. Closed schools include Redbud, Johnson County, Christian Fellowship in DuQuoin, Frankfort Community Unit 168, also Bethel District 82 in Mount Vernon. Again, our website with the full details. The region, as we face potential for even a more potent winter storm. National Weather Service Paducah meteorologist Derek Snyder says a winter storm watch runs through Thursday morning.
And for that, we're expecting upwards of a tenth of an inch, up to as much as a quarter of an inch of freezing rain accumulation, as well as an additional inch of sleet or snow accumulation on top of that.
Snyder says the system prompting the winter storm watch could carry enough ice to cause scattered power outages and tree damage. He says after the wintry precipitation ends, more bitter cold temperatures will return next weekend.
We might struggle to reach the lower 20s for high temperatures over this weekend, as well as temperatures down to the low temperatures in the single digits. And that will allow for wind chill values to fall to around zero, especially overnight.
Additionally, he says the extreme cold will likely prevent any melting of the snow and ice, meaning it could stick around for quite a while. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner. You can find more details on these stories, your forecast, and closures, again, at WSIUnews.org.